Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. When's the last time you and a friend or spouse argued over memories of a shared event and you swear your version is the right one?
Don't be so sure. Our memories can not only be unreliable, in the future they could be manipulated.
Ooh, I'm seeing shades of the Manchurian Candidate and the Matrix.
Well, we know from studies in the 1940s that memories are stored in the temporal lobe and in the hippocampus. It's our experiences that produce changes in neuronal chemicals and connections which create memories which are stored.
Scientists have now identified the precise cells in the neural network involved in this process. They did this by creating mice that were genetically engineered to express a light-sensitive proteins in neural cells of the hippocampus, which is where we store spatial memories.
The mice were first placed in box A, and as they began storing memories of the box, it activated the spatial neurons and thus the engineered light-sensitive proteins. So when the mice were placed in box B, where a mild electrical shock was applied to their feet as flashes of lights pulse, their memories of box A were activated.
Remarkably, when the mice were placed back in box A, they showed fear, even though they had not received shock therapy there. The light had changed their memory of that box. That means scientists had implanted a false memory.
Wow, shades of the X-Files. Imagine people being programmed or having their memories altered. Think of war vets or victims of violent crime who could be cured of post-traumatic stress disorder.
But is that wise? We, along with scientists and ethicists, will grapple with these dilemmas as this technology develops in the future.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.